The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Welcome back to the Friday edition of the Business News Hour. With us, as he is each Friday, in the closing moments of the broadcast, is our lifestyle contributor, Jeff Pitts from CityView. And why is he here? Because CityView, they know what to do. What's going on in the metro, Jeff? Good to see you here.
Good to be here. Yeah, lots of stuff to do.
Not around here. I think what we should do is just plan on taking a weekend off.
Yeah.
Just lay around the house.
No.
Nothing. No. No.
I don't know.
Yeah. Could.
Too much to do.
Too much to do. All right. What's on tap? What's happening?
Okay. Step right up. Step right up at Living History Farms. It's the Step Right Up Circus exhibit.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Circus exhibit.
You nailed that tune, by the way. That's it. So this historical exhibit looks at the circus of yesteryear from the early 1900s to the end of the Depression, Dust Bowl, and Red Scare, when the Big Top was the biggest event in every town across the nation.
No question. Mm-hmm. And you know, I remember as a kid going to the Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey Circus in Detroit. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was amazing. And they had it at this huge place. And I think my parents weren't real happy with me. I remember the one year I went. And I didn't watch any of the circus performers. I was just watching the drummer. Because I loved to play drums. You know, I was like about 10.
Yeah.
You know, and I just stood there and I watched the drummer all night long. At the end of the evening, he gave me his drumsticks.
Really?
Yeah.
You still have them?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it goes back a ways.
That's neat.
Yeah. The history of the circus. And, of course, we don't have elephants anymore at the circus.
Is that right?
That's right.
Since when?
They quit having elephants at the circus.
Was this a
recently
legislation passed or
no? The circuses just quit because of concerns for the welfare of the pachyderms.
Hmm. Man, you are full of knowledge. I like it. No more elephants at the circus. Oh, so there you go. Well, what about at the historical circus?
Oh, I'm sure that they'll have reference to lions and tigers and bears. Oh my, yeah. Sure.
So that's at Living History Farms through October 20th. So first we had Friday Night Lights, Valley Dowling. Yeah. Saturday, it's on again, Iowa. In Ames, to be exact. The Iowa State Cyclones host the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Well, Saturday. That's going to be fun.
That's going to be a good one. And if you aren't in Ames, considering sauntering on down to the touchdown tailgate party at Kells Commons, you can watch the in-state football game action on a 40-foot screen.
Wow.
Kickoffs at 11 a.m. Other games will be played afterwards, including the Nebraska game. Free admission, all ages welcome.
Where's this at?
This is Cal's Commons downtown.
The new park. In town.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you can go there and watch the game on a 40-foot screen. Really?
Yeah.
That might be worth doing.
It might be. Yeah, if you don't have tickets to the Ames game, and I don't.
So I don't either.
Be down there, 40-foot screen.
That'd be nice.
We've come a long
way. So you take your lawn chair or something, and you just kind of camp out?
Yeah. I suppose you can take your lawn chair. It didn't say, but there's seating down there. I don't know.
Somebody is.
The city puts it on, I think, or,
very nice.
It's part of it. Mm-hmm. And did you know that since 1999, which was the first season that Coach Ferentz took over for the Hawks have had more AP top 10 finishes than Miami, Nebraska, Notre Dame, Penn State, or Tennessee?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's worth the millions we pay him.
Yeah. He's a good coach.
Yeah.
No doubt about that. It'd be hard for us to do better. Okay, dust off your rusty armor, grab that vial you bought from the suspicious peddler, and pull your sword from the stone. September, it's the final month of the year.
Renaissance Fair.
You're finishing my sentences. That's right, the Renaissance Fair. At Sleepy Hollow, where history comes alive. That's this weekend and also next weekend, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Sleepy Hollow Sports Park.
Nice.
I've got one piece of advice for you.
Yes.
This month in City View, I wrote a story about fantasy football and my experience through the years. And I don't know, I enjoyed writing it, but I do have one piece of advice for all fantasy football players out there. Never set your fantasy football lineup when you're hungry.
No?
That's right.
Why is that?
It's fantasy football 101. It's just like you don't go to the grocery store when you're hungry. You don't set your lineup when you're hungry. It messes with your emotions and your...
I'll take your word for it. I've never played fantasy football. So
this Sunday, before it's time to finalize my final fantasy lineups, I'm going to satiate my mid-morning appetite by going down to Big Al's Barbecue and Catering.
Yeah.
I was flipping through City View looking, you know, I'd heard about this place, and then I just happened to be looking through City View to look at the different things to do for this segment. And I saw their hat, and I was like, I'm going to get down there. That's my pre-game
Big Al's.
Big Al's.
And where's Big Al's at?
There's actually a location at Hubble, 2250 East Hubble.
Yeah.
And then there's a new one on the south side, also at 1810 Army Post Road.
There you go. Get your fantasy football hunger strike thing going.
Yep.
Got it.
Set your lineup, go eat, then go finalize the lineup.
Got it. Okay. There mm-hmm. you are.
Well, we witnessed your singing skills earlier on the show, Michael.
No, I was just notes.
Just notes.
Yeah, right. I don't sing.
How are your ballet skills?
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad.
Yeah, it's those, you know, those shoes. I just can't get my feet into them.
I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
So auditions for the Nutcracker Ballet, Sunday, September 10th from noon to 7:30.
I have a good friend that used to be in that. His name is Neil Sandler.
Hmm.
And Neil was always in the Nutcracker Ballet.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if he does it anymore, but anyway, yeah, Neil.
He could get his feet in those shoes.
Yeah, I bet, apparently.
Huh. So in tryouts, if you're ballet inclined, the tryouts will be at Stevens Auditorium in Ames, Sunday, September 10th from noon to 7:30. Registration's at 11:15. It's your chance to be a part of the big show. Dancers should be dressed, warmed up, ready to audition at the times.
All right.
Yep. Okay, next week.
Yes.
The local spice store, Allspice Culinario.
Oh, that's also in the East Village.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, they'll actually be at the downtown Central Library, though, showing off ways to warm up classic fall dishes and fall flavors. Small changes can make big differences in your cooking. So demonstrations by them include making a simple pumpkin soup and warm spices, finished with butternut squash seed oil, and spicing up fall ice cream in several ways. Sounds good.
Central Library. What day?
Maybe that's my pregame meal.
That's it. Sorry, Big Al, you lost, man. But you're going to have to finalize, aren't you, before...
Right. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do two rounds of finalizations. Demonstrators will be available to answer questions about olive oils, vinegars, and spices also. And this is the title of this demonstration. It's called The Spicy Fall Flavors. This is Tuesday, September 12th, 6 to 7 at the Downtown Central Library.
Nice.
Okay. Take a moment to gaze into a painting and listen to child-friendly stories. It's Books and Blankets, the Des Moines Art Center. Bring a blanket, a child, and let your imaginations go wild. You never know what might spark your child's mind when art and literacy begin to merge.
I just need now to find a child. I got the blankets. I just got to go find a child.
Check. No child.
No child. Yeah.
Should be easy enough. How hard can it be?
Yeah. I mean, pick somebody up on the way to
make
school.
It happen. Yeah. Right.
Hey, kid.
Okay. 15 years after murdering his sister on Halloween night, 1963. Michael Myers escapes from a mental hospital and returns to the small town of Haddonfield to kill again. Yikes. It's almost October, and it's time to get a down payment on feeling frightened. Halloween, the movie, might be the penultimate movie in the frightening movie series. I've never seen Halloween. Have you?
No.
Well, it's coming to the Fleur Cinema and Cafe Thursday, September 14th at 7:30. Also... Now, this isn't this week, but coming up, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention City View's event, Whiskey and Wine Walk.
Whiskey and Wine Walk?
Yeah, at the West Glen Town Center, September 22nd, 5 to 9.
Wow, what's going on?
You get a chance, so tickets are $20.
Yeah.
And, you know, you walk around, you go to various locations and have different tastings. There's also a chance to win a VIP tour of the world's most award-winning distillery, Buffalo Trace Distillery in Frankfort, Kentucky. So the winner
gets to go to Frankfort, Kentucky, state capital, by the way, of Kentucky.
State capital.
Yeah, and then you get to go down there and tour the Buffalo Trace.
Yeah.
Were there buffaloes in Frankfort? I don't think so. There were never buffaloes in Frankfort, Kentucky. Well, it was kind
of
a...
say never.
Yeah.
There weren't? You know this?
Yeah, of course there weren't buffaloes in Buffalo Trace. Maybe there was a trace of a buffalo.
Other prizes being given away would be free flowers for a year from Bose and the Florist, which sounds like it would come in handy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
especially if you don't take your intended with you to Buffalo Trace. You know?
Well, don't do that. That's not getting those, crazy.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff, sir. And that's coming up when? The Wine and Whiskey Walk.
That's Friday, September 22nd from 5 to 9 at right. the West Glen Town Center.
Very nice. Jeff Bitts, ladies and gentlemen, stuff to do in the Metro from City View. Looks like fun.
Yeah,
always
it's
fun.
Be a good weekend.
Yeah. All right. Get your fantasy football double.
Fantasy football.
There it is.
Yeah, right. The Iowa State got Valley Dowling in the first week of the NFL. Fantasy football.
Crazy. Mm-hmm. All kinds of stuff going on. Jeff Bitts, ladies and gentlemen, from City View, because they know what to do. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. The final broadcast event of this week. We get to do this every week, of course. And next week, we have a full 5 days. Are you kidding me? What's going on here? Anyway, we've got to work every day. We'll be back, God willing, on a Monday at 5 p.m. For all of us associated with Inside on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer. Voice of Inside on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. Program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. And the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is none other than Mary Sayer. The music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. And the general manager for the Des Moines Radio Group, well, that is Jeff Delvaux. For all those folks and our guests, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, would you please? We will be back, God willing, on Monday. Till then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.